This is Postmodern Hootenanny. I'm Ed Lehman, and in the studio with me now, live to do a couple tunes for us live, is David C. Warren and accompanist JJ. And David, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Ed.
And glad to have you here this morning. And you've got a new record out that you've just put out and features a couple folks I know, Bob Anthony, Melissa Gray, Grady, and a real nice Americana-ish sound to it that I really enjoyed. And why don't you go ahead and play us a tune?
All right. This was the first single that came out back in, I think, October of last year. It's called The Hard Way. 1, 2, 3, 4. Pitch and moan, did they also teach you how to wear a thorny crown so well? Did you find out the hard way, one size won't fit all?
Warren with a song from his new album called The Hard Way, live here in the WMNF studios. David, would you, I would like you to get your mic a little closer for vocals there so we can hear your words a little better there.
Okay.
Okay, good. And let's talk a little bit about your musical journey. You started off, I think, in Atlanta, was it?
Well, I was playing in a band in Tallahassee when I was going to school there, and did that for a few years, and then we decided we had done everything we could do in that town and thought if only we got to a big city, we would become rock stars.
Uh-huh.
So three members of the band made the journey to Atlanta, and things went south shortly after that. So I moved back to Florida to pursue my future wife and kind of set music down for a long, long time. And WMNF was a big part of sort of pulling me back into that, including your show.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you what is it that pulled you back into that drive, that need to make music?
Well, I have a distinct memory back in 2010 driving into work one day and listening to Marcy's show on Tuesday morning, and she played the song Bicycle Versus Car.
Oh,
and it was just the most beautiful thing I'd ever heard. And I got to work, and I just sat there for a few minutes thinking about it. I'm like, this is, I'd forgotten what it was like to be moved so much by music. And so that was sort of the first bump in my trajectory back.
Okay.
So I remember being excited to get home and made my wife and kids listen to that song about four times before you had dinner. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, cool. Okay. Well, why don't you do another song for us? And again, I think you can get a little closer vocally to that mic. And JJ, if you would pull that mic a little closer to you, we can hear your guitar a little better and vocals. And let's hear another song. David C. Warren, right here live.
Morning After. Drink last night must have been a lot. She's not quite as pretty in this harsh morning light. Well, soon I'll make her breakfast, then I'll drive her home. It's no big deal, I should know. We've done it before. Probably do it again. It's no big secret. It's no big sin. It's just the morning after. Did I smoke last night? Couldn't feel my brain. If innocence is still a virtue, I guess I'll never be a saint. Is my life so hard that I'm in need of such escape? Am I so searching between all my head and heart? Gotta come down. And face the morning after. How much can I cry tonight? Swimming in my own tears. Life's just not supposed to end at 27 years. Well, Michael just didn't wake up, and now I can't sleep. Haunted by the promises we made, one I have to keep. For broken hearts and losing faith, I found my only saving grace. Knowing there's a morning after. For broken hearts and losing faith, I found my only saving grace in the morning after.
That's excellent. David C. Warren live here in the studio from that's off of his new record that he's got. And the new record is called Song of the Sinner. and The Morning After was the song. So David, if folks want to hear you live, where can they hear you?
The show I have confirmed at the moment is Friday, November 3rd at Noisemakers in St. Pete. I've got a songwriter showcase that I curated. I'll start out the night. Alicia Crawford will be playing next. She's making an album right now with John Kelly from Hideaway. And then I've got a friend from back in the day in the Tallahassee music scene, Tracy Hornbein. She does indie music under the name Tracy Chow and also fronts an Americana band called Once Great Estate. So she'll be closing out the show, so that'll be a good time.
Excellent. That sounds great. And congratulations on this new album, because it's really well produced. The sound is great, and I love the Americana vibe to it. And the song writing, your lyrics are really good. So I'm just delighted that you've come to the studio and shared some songs with us. And we look forward to seeing you out and about.
Okay. Thanks so much, Ed.
Thank you.